This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
There is a lot going on at the Tennessee American Water Company lately with infrastructure changes and improvements in the water system. Joining me today on Around and About is Kim Dalton with the Tennessee American Water Company.
We all take drinking water for granted here in the United States, but even in some of our areas, if you go to another part of the country, the drinking water there may taste differently than it does here. That doesn't mean it's a bad quality, it's just different from there. The EPA sets standards, and there are standards that every utility has to meet. So the drinking water is very highly regulated. Tennessee American Water draws from the Tennessee River. That's our source of supply. And we take that water and we treat it and deliver it to the home for less than a penny a gallon. But during the withdrawal system, it goes through a strainer. It goes through a treatment process of filtering, chemical adds. We put a coagulant in it. The coagulant takes all the dirt and makes it heavy, and it falls to the bottom of the treatment process. And then the water is processed through the filter system. So it's a fascinating process. And we have the capacity to treat 64 million gallons of drinking water a day. Drinking water is not only used for drinking, it's used for flushing toilets, it's used for making your ice, it's used for brushing your teeth, it's used for fighting fires. And people don't realize that the water that's used for fighting fires, that's the same water you drink. There's a lot more to it. The infrastructure is underground. People don't think about when they turn that tap on, it's just magic. With electricity, you see all the power lines, you know, strung up across the city. But with the water system, it's underground. And we just take it for granted because it's always there.
Keeping water flowing to the community takes a lot of work, and occasionally improvements are necessary. This morning, there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrating the new water main for the Lookout Mountain community.
It's a $1.6 million project that started back in January, and it's replacing two 8-inch pipes going up the mountain, and it's been a very challenging project. The weather has been challenging, the terrain's been challenging, and the environment, because we want to be environmentally friendly. So we're working in the national park. We used mules to take equipment to the job site. So, you know, it's not easy to get the river water from Tennessee River up to the top of Lookout Mountain. We do infrastructure updates all the time.
Chattanooga is located in a water-rich environment where processing our drinking water starts by pulling from the river.
Tennessee American Water draws from the Tennessee River. Now, you have Hixon Utility. They use a well. Eastside Utility. They use river water. So even in our own area here, we each have our own source of supply. Tennessee River water, surface water, it takes more treatment than it does for well water. It's out there and there's just more treatment. Fortunately, we have a very good quality of water in the Tennessee River. So we have a good product to start from.
There are other infrastructure improvements in the works at Tennessee American Water that are designed to prepare the company for future needs.
Tennessee American Water is currently doing a $6.7 million project out at our filter plant, which is located over on Riverside Drive. If you're coming into the downtown area, you can see all the activity going on outside of our filter plant. That is a $6.7 million infrastructure upgrade. We are currently doing the infrastructure improvements not only for maintenance purposes, but it's also exceeding the current standards, looking into the future for the ones coming up.
Forming partnerships and investing in youth is part of the Tennessee American Water Community Plan.
We are strong in the community with our partnerships. And just recently, Chattanooga State and Tennessee American Water and the Hamlin County School System partnered together. And we had an event out at Chattanooga State, and it was a fourth and fifth grade science and math Olympiad. And it's like someone says, you don't think of the word science, math, and fun all in one thing. But the kids find this fun. It makes math and science fun for them. People say, what's the connection with Tennessee American Water and science and math? Well, number one, we're strong believers in education and we want to support the school systems, but also the water industry is very dependent on science and math as a strong foundation. Tennessee American Water and American Water and the water industry in general has chemists that they rely on, environmental engineers, computer engineers. There's a lot of math and science-based work that is involved in delivering drinking water.
Today's ribbon cutting for the new water main lines to the Lookout Mountain community is just one of the many infrastructure upgrades currently being implemented by the Tennessee American Water Company. To learn more, follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.